Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of O'Laughlin over at Funeral Hall, Wymore Insurance, and J&M Liquor.
The Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore has been serving Southeast Nebraska for many years and is pleased to be of help in your time of need. It's been their endeavor to come to your aid with the utmost quickness in your funeral arrangements. They've been proud to serve you in the past and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, funeral arrangements and understanding is what you'll receive. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, a proud part of the community.
J&M Liquor in Wymore is your stop for everything you need heading into the weekend. Cold beer, tobacco products, hard liquor, all of it is in stock when you need it. Your wine, beer, and spirits store, open until 10 every night and until midnight Friday and Saturday on the south side of Wymore. Just cold beer and hard liquor. That's J&M Liquor in Wymore, proud supporter of Southern Athletics.
Bigger savings are yours when you package your home or farm with your auto. Call Kelsey or Angela today at Wymore Insurance and compare your current policy. See how they can help you save money. Count on the number one farm insurance company in Nebraska, Farmers Mutual of Nebraska. Call Kelsey or Angela with Wymore Insurance today and start saving. Phone 402-645-3332. That's 402-645-3332.
Welcome to today's show. I am joined now by Kane Hoekstra, head coach of Southern. Coach, you went over to Diller Odell, came away with an 18-12 win. How are you able to build on that win going into week two?
Yeah, we want to use that momentum against, coming off a win off of a rival and kind of springboard us into our next opponent against HTRS. Yeah, so we really encourage kids to maintain that positive energy and the confidence that they got from our win on Friday night.
Pretty positive to come off of a defensive game where you hold the opponent to 12 points and you force 6 turnovers. How were you able to disrupt that game defensively so well?
Yeah, our defense carried the day for us. They were flying around. They were being physical, which is something that we're always looking for out of our defense. And then hustle to the ball. So we talk about, when you're hustling, you're going full speed, good things happen, and that's what happened. We were able to force some fumbles, and then we were able to get on the ball also because we had multiple players around the play. And so that's kind of been a point of emphasis, and so we were grateful that we were able to force those six fumbles, and then we also came away with an interception as well.
You kind of hit on it just a little bit earlier. We'll go ahead and preview here. Week two, you're going to take on a tough HTRS team up there. All-purpose running back, wide receiver Jaquan McQueen. What's the challenge now defensively going into this game after a game that you had so much success with?
Yeah, HTRS is talented. They've got a really balanced attack. They run the ball well. They've got a pretty potent option game that they like to run. They include J.J. McQueen. He's kind of electric, shifty in the open field, and he's probably their best receiver as well. Like I said, they've got a balanced game, they run it well, and then they've got a potent pass game that also is going to prove to be a challenge for us.
How do you head into this week then, kind of game planning that defense, since you are going to take on a team that does like to air it out now? Here we are, in 2022.
Right. So a message, consistent message we always send is do your job. And if everybody can do their job and not worry about trying to do too much, we feel like we'll have a chance. We've got to put our athletes in a position where they can be successful. Try to maybe match up some of our better athletes against their better athletes, and just rep the things that HTRS likes to do in practice, and try to give a good scouting look to our starting defense. And the same thing goes on the offense as well. We're going to try to replicate what HTRS does.
One way you can kind of get a look at those is watching film and doing those sort of things, scouting. How have those boys taken to that early on in the season?
Really well. It's one of our expectations, and they know that we do watch some film together in practice, but there's definitely some homework that's required, and they need to put in the time to watch both our own film to learn from our successes and some of the things we need to correct, and then we also need to watch our opponents and get a feel for what they like to do, and identify formations and tendencies, that sort of thing. And our kids have taken to that really well, and I appreciate that effort they're putting in and the extra time they put in to watch the film.
You kind of called it homework there. It's funny, even as adults, we even have homework now, don't we?
Yep. As a coach, being a coach is a seven-day a week job that, I think we all really enjoy. It's kind of part of the grind, and we want our kids to be successful.
Coach, I appreciate you joining me on today's show again. Best of luck next week, and I can't wait to talk to you next week as well.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Southern High Coach's Corner, a service of Olaflano at Funeral Hall, Wymore Insurance, and J&M Liquor.